drop any questions you have in the chat as well, and we can get into those. But welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we go through the front end and sales end of the mortgage business. Today, we're going to be talking about how to use open houses. So kind of piggybacking on the stuff we've been doing earlier this week, talking about creating referral partners. We had a realtor training that obviously ties into this a lot. So I'm going to kind of continue with the theme here this week. Now, open houses are a great tool for us to use. Now, some of us will use these more than others, right? Because some of us are a little more local, you know, locally focused than others. Some of us are more lead focused and more online focused. But for those of us who are in person, locally, you know, this has a lot to do with the, you know, the branding one. So a lot of the stuff we've gone over this week is for people who are looking to take advantage of their local market here. So let me go ahead and get into it. I'm going to take the chat off the screen, but go ahead and keep dropping comments in there. Drop any questions you have. But let's go ahead and get into it. So first off, where do we find open houses? Well, you can find them on the MLS. There's actually a public site as well on the MLS, and you can find them on Zillow. You can also find ones that you might not even be able to find on there by driving around neighborhoods. Of course, this would be on the weekends, right? They're typically going to be Saturday and Sunday, more so Sunday than anything. And remember, you know, speaking with any realtors, you want to try to collaborate with them on these, right? So, but we want to speak with the realtor first, if possible. And then, you know, I always like to say this, bring something to the table. If you're going to drop in on them, then bring something for them. So if you haven't spoken to them yet, and you're going to just like drop in on them, bring them something, try to bring them something that's like prepackaged, right? It's weird if somebody like shows up with an open box of something or whatever, but you know, some coffees or donuts, snacks, food, waters, maybe you got some cool stuff to give away, right? If you are collaborating with the realtor on the open house, which is what we're going to talk about on the next slide, that's the biggest goal, then you want to bring stuff for other people. Right? So you can offer them, hey, if I can come hang out with you at your open house, I could bring, you know, snacks to put out for people and waters or whatever. And I got some cool things I can give away or whatever, hats or shirts or something that people would actually, you know, like, right? So we want to try to bring something to the table. It doesn't mean you have to, but you know, this is how you really make an impression. And this is also a way to actually get a realtor to let you partner with them on their open house, which is what we're going to be talking about. Because going to open houses and networking with realtors and stuff is great. That's awesome. But, you know, one really cool thing for us here at the Mortgage Calculator is we want to more so kind of partner with them. But whatever we do, let's try to contribute, right, to the situation there. Now, the best part about open houses is for us at the Mortgage Calculator to be able to use our amazing quoting system to be able to quote them right there on the spot. That's the key here. So this is when you would partner with the realtor on an open house and say, hey, can I go to your open house? I'll be there. Also, you want to make sure they know that you're just going to be there as a resource. Say, I'm not going to be pushy and talk to your, you know, clients when you don't want me to, or your, perspective, you know, the buyer's agents and things like that. But just let them know I can be there as a resource, right? So this would be when you're partnering up with them, you're hanging out with them there during, you know, all day during the open house, and you have your computer, you have the scenario already set up because you have the property address, you have the purchase price, you have the taxes, you have the insurance, you have the realtor to attach. So now the realtor's in the system, they're going to be attached to their quotes, they're going to see them when they go out and that they look cool. And then guess what happens when you have a client there? You can tell them, hey, I can actually show you right here, you know, what your actual payment would be at this purchase price. And you can actually see, including taxes, insurance, and all that, here's the different rate options that you would have, but also talk to them about, you know, but maybe you could qualify for a bank statement loan. You could even qualify for, you know, more, whatever the case may be, right? And talk to them about different options, but you have them give you their info so you can send them the quote, right? So now you have a new client in your system. Your realtor is attached to them. We're sending out quotes, right? So it's a really good tool to use. Jose, when he does this sometimes, I mean, he doesn't have much time to do it anymore, but he was doing this when we were first having the quoting system. He even would pull up with the clients and have them watch him look at the screen while he's pulling up the different rates in the API from OB and look, like, here's all the different options we have. This is all their pricing. We can pick the best one. Look at all these different outlets I'm pulling pricing from at the same exact time. Now, normally we would never show a client this. We would never do this over the internet or anything. But if you're in person, you know, there's nothing wrong with showing them, look, I'm going to quote this in like 2 seconds, you know, and, you know, they're not recording you or anything, but just kind of showing them, hey, you know, look, I have all these different options. I get pricing from everywhere, letting them know like, hey, I'm your person. Like I can, you know, pull pricing from all these different places. I'm telling you, this is the looking at this. These look like the best options for you. Or would you rather go with this alternative income route? We can look at what the rates are there for that right now. So whether they end up buying that house or not, now they're just in your system. You're talking to them. You're the, you know, they're going to become a client whether they buy that house or not, possibly, right? So, you know, it's just the perfect tool in every way to not only get them great info and engage them, but also get their info, because to send them the quote, you need their name, email, and phone number to put into your CRM, right? You need to get their realtor's info to put them into the CRM, right? So that their realtor can be tagged on the quote. So now you have a new client and a new realtor in your CRM getting actual quotes from you. And, you know, that was all based on you just partnering with a realtor to sit at their open house. And this could happen 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a day. Is it going to happen with every person that comes there? No. But of course, it can happen multiple times per day. And I know for a fact that Jose got a client off of it in open house when he did this, that didn't buy that house, but kept Jose as the person to do the loan with. Right. So two great relationships built right there, two different people's contact info in your CRM already receiving quotes from you. You're going to set follow-up tasks to follow up with them, and then you're, you know, rocking and rolling, right? And it was worth every minute you spent at the open house. That was worth every dollar you spent on some coffee and cookies to give out, or, you know, whatever the situation may be, right? So great thing there, send the quote right on the spot to them. And so, you know, that again, that requires you to, you know, get the information, right? So this is like the main thing here, right? Now, I don't need to go into a whole training about how to pop into open houses, right? I mean, like I said, I would just recommend bring something with you and bring something to the table if you're just dropping in on open houses because you know there's going to be a realtor there to talk to, right? But of course, you don't want to barge in either. You don't, if the realtor is talking to someone, you would stay way far away, right? And you wouldn't stay there all day with them. I'm talking about ones that you don't know, right? Where you're going and prospecting for realtor partners, you know, you wouldn't stay there all day, right? You know, you're just coming in, forming that relationship, maybe dropping them off of a, you know, something. But this is really key here. If you can pair up with a realtor, your realtor partners you're working with, because also keep in mind, realtors hate open houses. I own a real estate brokerage, right? So let me tell you, my realtors hate open houses. Why do they hate open houses? Because they have to sit there all day. A lot of the times there's hardly anybody that comes. So it goes hours without anybody there. A lot of the times there's no furniture there to even sit down, because it's an empty house, right? There's no food there, no drinks. There's no, you know, this is just an empty shell, and they have to sit there all day alone, bored, until somebody does come in. And so a realtor doesn't mind you saying, hey, I'll come hang out with you at your open house and I'll bring some coffee and some lunch for us or whatever. I'll order us lunch or something like that. Like, okay, sounds good. It's also on the weekend, not really how they're trying to spend their weekend. A lot of them are like hungover, right? They're on Sundays, Saturday night, they're out drinking, and now they spend all day hungover at an open house, right? So this is more viable than you may think when you talk to realtors you may think it's kind of like, oh, it's kind of weird or outside the box, or would somebody really want that? Let me tell you, they're sure. So something, bring something, do, you know, even just your company, bring a chair for me to sit on, right? Like whatever it is, I'm sure they'll be glad to have you in most cases, because let me tell you, my realtors, you know, they like open houses because it's going to lead to getting paid, but it's one of their least favorite things to do, to sit there at an open house all day, right? So when you are quoting there, of course, have business cards, maybe have some flyers too. That would be great. Again, you're going to, you know, speak to buyers, realtors. If, you know, again, this is all, you know, with, I don't know the word for it, but just be careful not to step on toes, right? Like this is by your judgment of how much you should really be speaking to the buyers, agents that come, and making sure you're not distracting or interfering with the business that the realtor is actually trying to do to get the sale done. Right? Because when it comes time for the seller's agent and the buyer's agent to actually speak, the seller's agent's not going to want you anywhere around or affecting anything. It's business time, right? Like, yeah, sure, they let you tag along and come to the open house, but they're not going to like it if some, you know, when it's time for them to do their job, they need to do their job. And you want to make sure they know, hey, I'm not going to step on toes, you know, and I'm not going to like try to pounce on the buyer's agents that come in and make them upset, you know. But you can speak to the buyer's agents using your own judgment. Make sure to let them know, hey, you know, I specialize in approving non-QM clients like we talked about on the realtor training. Talk to them about the business purpose referral program. So again, you can partner with a realtor on an open house and leave with a few more, you know, like people that can give you like, again, business purpose referrals and things like that, right? Now, you know, this goes back to what I was just talking about, building a relationship with the seller's agent, right? So, you know, you're with the seller's agent all day. Again, you probably are sitting there for a lot of the time alone with them, right? I mean, it builds a big relationship. And you see the next bullet point I put here is empty open houses are productive for you too. And what I mean by is building a relationship with the seller's agent, right? Because the more time it's just you and them, the more time you guys are, you know, might sound kind of corny, but bonding, because like, oh yeah, I mean, that's my, you know, I really know this person. We spent all 8 hours at an open house together, right? Like that's a relationship that's formed. That's not just, I see you around at events sometimes. That's like, yeah, I really know this person. We hung out all day at an open house. And a lot of times, oh, yeah, it was cool. They kept me company or brought me something or, you know, whatever it is, right? So make sure to just know that it's a great opportunity to build like a super solid relationship with the seller's agent that you're there with all day. And there's just a lot of opportunity to build rapport and just to feel comfortable with each other. You know, they'd probably rather send loans to somebody they were hanging out with 8 hours all day the other day, you know, that they feel like they can really personally count on you, right? And so, and hopefully you get that across in the way that you interact and your professionalism. And again, hopefully we're in a house for 8 hours together is going to be a lot more than just professionalism. You know, eventually you're going to let your guard down and talk about some personal things. So a personal, you know, relationship is obviously going to naturally just kind of come about when you're at an open house together all day, right? And last but not least here, document this for social media. Now, you don't have to put the address of the house or anything necessarily or show the outside, but you need to document this process and this experience that you were at this open house working with this realtor, quoting the clients that came there. I'm not saying taking pictures of yourself quoting them, but my point is to document it on your social media. At the very least, like, you know, show a clip of either the outside or inside, or maybe you show what I would do personally is I would bring like a tray of, you know, cookies or something like that for people that stop into the open house. And I would like film that and put that up and say, you know, collaborating with at, you know, John Doe agent today, you know, brought some treats for our guests at the open house today, you know, so for one, you're showing your network that you're out there doing things, you're serious, you're at open houses, partnering with realtors, you obviously do this for real. And the other thing too is, of course, the realtor gets tagged in it. So now they'll probably like repost you and now you're getting more action. The realtor feels cool because you're promoting that realtor to you know, to your people and stuff like that. And then any other realtors who see this are going to be like, hey, I want them to bring cookies for all my people who stop by my open houses, right? So it's just good all around to document it for social media. And we talk about this so much on these sales trainings that you have to document everything that you're doing and putting up on your social, because a lot of it isn't even about necessarily what you're doing. It's about documenting it. And I know that sounds kind of funny, right? Like it's not real life. But the point here is that, again, like I talked about with a digital billboard, it's not even really about the people who see the digital billboard as much as it about you documenting that you're on a billboard in your city, right? And it kind of goes the same thing for here. You could have an empty open house, right? And you know, what you can get out of it is some great social media, and you actually did gain from it. In some kind of incremental way, you now have that, you know, documentation. Again, you want everyone who looks at all your social to be able to see all these posts of you working. All the posts they see should be you at open houses and at events and posting just sold, deal just closed, congratulations to these clients. I mean, that is a loan officer I want to work with. When I look at their social media and I see, oh, wow, they're at open houses every weekend and they're closing deals and congratulating their clients, instead of looking at a bunch of random stuff or just some like cookie cut flyers or just kind of personal stuff that doesn't really apply, right? Like you want that timeline. And this is a big way to help that. You can make multiple posts throughout that day documenting this, legitimizing yourself to not only your followers, but anybody who may come see you in the future. You can tag realtors on it, tag people on it. So it just gives you an excuse to create activity, create content. And again, just kind of use that all to verify that when people do look at you and look you up or just see you and the people who are following you, they actually, you know, you're getting a worth out of that because they're seeing that, you know, they're going to want to work with you more when you're building that foundation of all that good content of showing you at events and at open houses and closing deals and, you know, doing all this different stuff. It really does all matter. It all goes into this big giant, you know, sphere of all your social media. And when people look you up or stumble upon you or start following you, it all really has to do with each other. I think a lot of people don't realize how much this all works together as far as like having what we talked about on the branding training, having profiles on all the different websites. So when people Google you, you have a Zillow account and all these different accounts and try to having reviews on them. And then your social media, when they click on it, they see you, they don't just see some random stuff or personal stuff. They see all kinds of you out and about, events, open houses, this closing at the title company, holding up the big key with your clients when they close their house. I mean, these are the things that people are going to want to see when they look up the loan officer they want to work with. And so we want to make sure that we do that. And again, what did it cost us to document this? It may have cost us nothing. Maybe it costs us a tray of cookies or some coffee or something like that. But we go there, we put in some time, we get some potential clients, we get some potential realtor partners, we document it all for social media. So even if we don't ever make a dollar out of it, it's contributing to this big sphere of the whole picture, which in turn contributes to us at all kinds of different points throughout our career, because it's going to stay there forever. It's the internet, it's us, it's our profiles, it's what we're showing, it's what represents us. It's always going to represent us. And it's important for us to build that. And this is a way to do that. I see a question here. Let's see. The question is, when updated quotes are sent automatically, will the realtor be automatically CC'd? Yes, if the realtor's connected there in the system, then they'll be CC'd on it as well. Yeah, so if you know, keep them on there, right, which I'm assuming you would, then they would still be, you know, attached to it, right? If you wanted to take them off, you could attach them to the quote so that in the future they don't get any updates, but it's just going to keep it however it was. Let's see here. Another question. We do Facebook Lives and Reels during open houses. I bring a gift card for local restaurants and enter anyone who signs into a drawing. Yes, that is beautiful. That is exactly what we're talking about here. You're doing the exact perfect thing right there. Making reels, taking pictures, take a picture of the spread or the setup. Also, keep in mind, everyone, the branding training when we talked about getting a tablecloth, getting a table, getting a banner. Guess what? In a blank open house where there's no furniture or anything, you can easily come in with your little pop-up table and all of a sudden you got like something real going on there, right? That's like, whoa, that's going to catch the attention of all the clients and all the realtors with you, with your tablecloth, with your pop-up banner, with your laptop right there, ready to quote them, business cards out like, hey, I'm here. I'm real. This is like, let's go, right? So again, what were we talking about? We're talking about like $80 for a tablecloth, $30 for a folding table, maybe $250 for a 6-foot pop-up banner. I'm not talking about a big step and repeat 10 by 10. I'm talking about just a little 6-foot tall. I believe it's 2 feet, 2.5 feet wide or something like that. So those little pop-up banners that you just take, boom, pop up. You have it in the trunk of your car. I mean, you could have the smallest car ever and you can have a little folding table, tablecloth, and pop-up banner right there in your car, ready to go. And that will really make it worth it. And have the tray of stuff that you're offering on your table, right? So have them come over to your table to get the refreshments or whatever it is that you're offering, or to enter into be able to win the gift card or whatever it is. So, I mean, that's what I would definitely be doing. I'd invest, what did we just go over, $400 or something into the tablecloth, the folding table, the pop-up banner. I'd invest a couple bucks into some kind of snack or whatever to contribute to people. Maybe it is a gift card, whatever it is, and I'd put it on my table with my tablecloth, my banner, my computer, my business cards, and my computer right there, ready to quote them instantly. And that is how you're going to really make an impact at an open house for sure. All right. I don't see any other questions, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you for those questions, though, in the comment. That was great. Remember, we do this 12 p.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the front end of the mortgage business. So we'll be back next week with some new topics. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, weekend is the best time to call. Let's all go hit those phones, get some deals going this weekend. And we will see you Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day.